Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15, Nehemiah talks to the people about the Sabbath because they're ignoring the Sabbath and they're just doing more work. And that's so easy to just say, you know, Sabbath, whatever. More work could mean more productivity, meet more goals, make more money. There's just a lot of ways you can rationalize, yeah, forget about any kind of Sabbath and just keep going full steam ahead, 24/7, all week long. And the consequences, you know, in the short term, when a family or a person doesn't have a Sabbath time to worship God, to come together around God, to rest, to enjoy each other, to enjoy God, when you neglect that and you just have work can be an idol, then the family suffers in relationship with God and with each other. And in addition to that, that's why the Sabbath is there, for rest, restoration, and strong relationships, vertically with the Lord and horizontally with each other. But when work becomes an idol, then those can get neglected, and it's so easy to do. And also, long term, a lot of people get burned out, stressed out, because they haven't taken that rest. And you feel like, well, I'm fine this week, I didn't take it. I'm fine the next week, I didn't take it. I haven't taken it in a month. But what happens? That builds up in your body, your soul. With that neglect, you can pay a price. So think through, what does the Sabbath look like in your life? And what are the competing options that are pulling you away from that time of restoration, rest, enjoying the Lord, and building those healthy relationships? Creating momentum in your life, it can start with the Sabbath and the choices you make in terms of honoring God and drawing near to Him. Together, in a church family, your family, alone, that's all part of the blessing God's designed in His Word.